Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right, 723, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We got a chilly start and a warm, sunny afternoon ahead, guys. High of 58 today.
Love it.
Right now, it's 28 at Cincinnati's Q102. All right. How working from home has affected workplace relationships. Is there such a thing as a bad pizza topping? I don't know. We're going to run this one by you and see what you think. Fritch is not a fan.
Mm-mm.
Some people I know, they'll put anything on a pizza. Sure. Throw it on there. There's no such thing as a bad pizza topping. We'll see. And six things that always seem to go on sale in the month of March. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of March of 2021. We're Jeff and Jenna. Here's your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. It is really easy to like your coworkers when you don't have to smell them. You know, there are a lot of people who work on top of each other. You think we work in close proximity? At least we have a little bit of distance and some plexiglass now.
Truly.
But according to a new survey, 76% of people who started working at home during the pandemic said that it has actually made their relationships with their coworkers stronger than before. They also found that about half of people say working remotely has made them more productive. And 3 out of 4 have more confidence in their work and their position in their company since they started working from home. Isn't that interesting how it wasn't that long ago we were kind of making the case for working from home, you know?
Yeah.
There were a few companies that were doing it that had seen some success, some increased productivity with that. And I had one or two friends who had started doing it and absolutely loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also sobering, too, because like my friend Roberta, who started working from home, she worked for a logistics company. And she was basically on the phone all day, like coordinating truckers and routes and setting them up with pickups and drop-offs, and was just constantly on the phone. And she said, it really doesn't matter if I'm in the office or if I'm at home. Like, this is work. Like, I'm fully engaged.
Yeah.
And they would monitor her computer. Like, if she got off her computer, if there was no computer movement, you know, they'd call her out and say, hey, what are you doing? So they made sure that just because she was working at home, she was,
like, actually doing something.
As productive, if not more. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she retired, like, 5 years later. She's like,
I'm just done.
She said, I think it was easier in the office than it was at home because, like a lot of people who work from home say, now that I work from home, the other edge of that sword means I now feel a responsibility to be more accessible.
It'll be interesting as people come back to the office and you know, we've got we opened our offices back up. Everybody's, although I have not seen more people here since
Monday.
It still
seems the same.
It seems pretty
empty. The parking lot looks exactly the same.
Well, they're phasing them back. For starters, they're phasing them back. And then some people have schedules like they work from home like 2 days a week. Yeah. So I think that there might be more people here, but
we'll see. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how many, when everybody's back, how many people are like really unhappy about being here. And how many people are really excited about being here?
I did, like, I was on an email thread that was, like, had some people from our digital, the 2060 digital department. And one of the girls was like, our team has never been closer. So it kind of backs up this study saying, like,
the relationships are better working
from
home.
Maybe that person was, like, trying to sell it. I don't know, but I believed them. You know, it was like, we've really come together to work as a group. We have figured out ways that we can work from home. We've really been leaning on each other more, where I guess in person, like, maybe you wouldn't be so inclined to ask someone for help. But, like, over email, you can be like, I'm just swamped. Can you help me out?
Yeah, I guess I would ask people who work from home, do you feel like there is a clear boundary between your home life and your work life? Do you feel that you can shut it off at 5 o'clock or 5:30 or whatever your quitting time is?
Yeah.
You know, do you feel like your work has kind of invaded your home and it's all sort of blended together and you're not quite
Well, that's the, you know, but that's the part though too. I mean, if you're home and your hours are 8:30 to 5:30, how much time between 8:30 and 5:30 are you doing home stuff that maybe you would do after you got home at 5:30 at night? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when I was home, it was like when we would have a commercial break and a couple of songs.
You could step out for a few
minutes. I could go walk the dog, or sure. I could go upstairs and, you know, throw some dishes in the dishwasher.
That was the best part about working from home, was doing chores during the show.
Well, you know, they're getting stuff done.
But that's sort of unique to this job, though. Like, I think a lot of people wouldn't necessarily have that freedom to be able to step away from it. Maybe in more creative jobs they would, but, like, you know, my friend who worked in logistics was saying she didn't have that luxury. Like, she had to be on it with her headset on and fully engaged.
Yeah.
And they were monitoring her.
Well, they monitor your keystrokes, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you're actually typing to someone or something, they can monitor that as well.
Yeah. Because I just think, you know, a lot of people in offices will still get up from their chair and wander around and socialize for a few minutes.
Oh, they get on stairs for a smoke break.
They go, you know, yeah. They go here, they go there.
They get coffee.
Yeah,
they get coffee. Because I remember, like, even when we would go into the cafeteria area here at, like, 8 o'clock or 8:30 to get coffee, there would be a whole slew of people in there getting coffee or heating up oatmeal.
Uh-huh.
All of those things.
Yeah.
So do you think we were closer during that time we were all at home?
I would say absolutely not.
I felt disconnected from
totally,
you guys.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I did totally feel that agree. I got some stuff done in a more organized way because it was just me. We weren't chit-chatting about life.
We weren't interfering in your business.
I prefer you do.
But we didn't have any way to, like, secretly talk to each other. Like, here, if we go off air, we're like, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. And that's when sometimes we share some really intimate details of our lives. And we didn't really have any way to do that when we were all working remotely. So it wasn't like we were sharing as many crazy things about.
A lot of the content for the show begins with off-air conversations.
Yeah.
They sort of spill out on the radio.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yes.
I know.
So I feel like that part was missing. And the chemistry of just looking at each other is different than looking at each other on a house party call.
Yeah.
Right.
Jeff eye roll is not the same.
It's just not the same on Zoom, is it?
No.
That's right. Oh, you should have heard me rant and raving this morning when I came in today.
What were you fired up about?
There was caked on food all over the counter back here. I don't know what the hell
they ate.
It looked like it could have been cake. I don't know. Something. But it was just like, I mean, it took elbow grease to get it off
really?
The counter. And then, I don't know if you could see that window blind that's lying on the floor. Uh-huh. That was actually over here, like right just underneath the chair area.
And that other thing in the corner back there, that was over here too.
Yeah.
I had to move that.
You know, I'm not the neatest, cleanest person on the planet, and I don't always pick up after myself because I'm just kind of oblivious, really. A lot.
It was Jen, clearly.
But I think I would notice caked on stuff. Things in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
That's it's hard when you have a shared work environment because your clean is not their clean. Fridge clean is not the same as other clean. It's hard.
I'm just thinking, like, I would never leave that behind for Molly. You know, here I go on my soapbox again. Mm-hmm. You know, and Molly even said one time to me, she said, you know, I just wanted you to know that I really appreciate the fact that you have this area, like, wiped down clean for me every time I come in here. Mm-hmm. So that everything is set up for her.
Yeah.
Everything is in her profile.
Yeah. I used to follow Jeff, or Jeff used to follow me.
Oh, no.
Jeff used to follow me.
You were a dream compared
How
to the
way
it is now.
Really?
Wow.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
was your biggest... I know what your biggest complaint was about me.
Clean the damn card heads. What's wrong with you?
He would lose his mind.
It takes 2 seconds. I do it for Bubba.
He's still mad about it. I can hear it in his voice.
These are filth. These are black. Look at this. Look at this Q-tip head.
He'd wave that Q-tip at me, and I'd be like,
Yeah.
I'm like, when you played that spot and it sounded like this, you didn't think maybe it's time to clean the card heads?
She was like, no, I was busy watching Days of Our Lives.
I was paying my bills and talking to my friends.
I kid you not, I would walk into the studio during Jen's show when she had her own show, when we both had our own shows, and I came on after her, I would walk into the studio, and she would have, this is back when she smoked cigarettes, she'd have a cigarette burning in an ashtray, right here on the board while handwriting checks to pay her electric bill with Days of Our Lives on the TV set in the studio blasting while she was on the air.
There wasn't a lot going on during midday.
It's the midday cafe.
And this
it was
before,
mostly music.
Yes, it was mostly music. It was all music, really. You know, I didn't stop down and talk for more than 30, 40 seconds at a time.
And I'd be like, I know you're super busy right now, but if you have a second to clean the card heads before you get off the air.
So isn't that why you come in early, though, Jeff? Ah, like you get here at like 3:30 for your 4 o'clock shift.
Hey, he would come in and sit down and put his feet up, and he would sit there and chain smoke cigarettes and drink Mountain Dew for an hour with me.
Catch up.
Yeah.
See how my bud Jen's doing. You know, we should do a morning show together someday.
Wouldn't that be fun?
We got so many stories.
Oh, things to share.
7:35. We got to take a break here. Let's check the roads. We got Toria standing by here with your latest Q102 traffic. I just had a thought. 7:38, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We were talking about working from home and what that's like and how it, you know, how it impacted us. It came from a story that said 76% of the people who started working at home during the pandemic said that it made their relationships with their coworkers stronger than before. Whereas when our team was working from home, I was still here, but the rest of the team was still working from home. We all collectively felt kind of disconnected from each other.
Yeah.
But that's because this is such an interactive job that we have with each other mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. So I suppose it's different for everybody. And I was asking the question, do you feel like the boundaries are blurred now? Do you feel like you're never quite able to disconnect from your work now that you are working from home? What is that like? Do you like it better? Do you prefer it? Do you feel like you're able to separate the two?
Yeah, and we got a message from Anne Marie, and she said, it's not working from home anymore. It's now living at work.
Oh.
Yeah, she said, I hate it. It'll be a year for me next Friday with no end in sight.
Wow.
Isn't that like an interesting perspective on it, though?
Mm-hmm.
I told you that Kristen's middle child, her son, got a job in the commercial mortgage business. And he got this job. He was offered this job while he was still in college. So he was stoked to have a job offer waiting for him when he got out of school. And he could not wait to start this job and kind of just, you know, get into the business and start his career. And then they were notified that he still had the job. He's got the job. He's working the job. He's just working it from home.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really kind of bummed out about it, he said, because he was looking forward to that, you know, collaborative environment in the workplace where he would get to know his coworkers and develop a sense of camaraderie. And
because mm-hmm. that is really fun when you're right out of college.
Right.
Yeah, especially then, yeah.
And, you know, make no mistake, he's made the best of it. He and some of his high school buddies have actually gotten together, and they're all working from home from a rented house in Key Largo, Florida.
That doesn't sound like a bad setup at all.
Not at all. So, I mean, he's making it work. He's happy. He's just, it was not, that's, he had to kind of lean into it. Yeah. That was his pivot.
Well, my sister-in-law,
making the best of it.
She left the job she had because she wanted to go work in an environment that had like this cool vibe, right? So she took this job at Paycor, and they're known for that. And literally, her first week was like, hey, we're going to be at home.
Yeah.
And you have to train at home and figure out your relationships with your new coworkers at home. Mm. And she pivoted, and it's fine, and everything's good. But like, that's why she went to work there, for that environment, for that nurturing, for all of the things that, I don't know. It's a weird time, y'all.
I read an article somewhere that said that 30% are never coming back into the workplace.
I
don't know if that number's accurate, if it'll be more or less than that, but that just seems like a lot of people to make it. And, you know, I hope the majority of them are happy with that.
Yeah.
What else do we have here this morning? Let's talk about, speaking of relationships, let's talk about our family and our proximity to them, even after a year of isolation. Some things never change. 43% of Americans would not want their family to live close enough to just drop in whenever they want. And that is actually 6% higher than it was before the pandemic.
Hmm.
Now, 2/3 of us wish we lived closer to our family, just not too close. That's interesting. It's like I want to be within arm's reach, but I don't want them right on top of me.
Two-thirds. I'll be in the two-thirds. Yeah. I need to be closer, but
Totally love having my parents right next door. I mean, it is the perfect situation.
Your parents don't meddle.
No, not at all. They're totally
your parents
respectful.
Criticize. No, they're respectful.
No. Right. No.
That's nice that they have boundaries, though. Because
they respect your boundaries and your privacy.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't know if everybody would. Like, I think if my mom and dad lived next door, they would be over all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
But I don't think they want to hang out with me that much.
Yeah.
I think, you know, a couple of hours a day is plenty for them.
They like having you close to help out, I'm sure.
Sure.
Right?
And I think they enjoy, like, help. I know they get a real kick out of it when Jacob shows up,
at their house?
He comes over. And I know that I think that they're really enjoying this whole Cards by Jacob business. They're helping stuff envelopes.
Does he just like say to you like, hey, mom, I'm going to grandma's and just walk out and go next door?
No, not he always. There's always a purpose. I mean, there's a reason. And there'll be times where like if I'm in a class all weekend, he'll just go hang out over there. And it's funny because I'll hear him come in and out of the house to get things, you know, door slamming.
We got to make sure it's shut. Out.
Right, exactly.
I'm about 50 minutes away from my parents right now, where we live.
50?
Yeah, 50. And I would like them about 20 minutes away. Like, I don't need them next door, mm-hmm. but I need them closer than 50 minutes. It just seems like now, like, I felt like before when I lived in Erlanger and they lived in Independence, I could just swing by and be like, oh, hey, what's mm-hmm. up? Blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah, you know? But then now it's like an event to go see them, you know, like we're going to Nana's all day on Saturday.
Yeah.
We can't just pop by because it's almost like we spend longer in the car getting there and going home than we do popping by.
Hmm.
I'd like them just a touch closer. So if they could maybe move to like, I don't know, Cheviot, that'd be great.
Would that work for you?
Yeah.
You think your parents will ever leave the state of Kentucky?
I think if we moved, like if Scott and I were like, hey, we're going to Florida or something, I don't know. I think they'd be like, okay, we'll come.
I think
they would have their house here, but I think they would be open to like owning another, like your parents, Jen, mm-hmm. like how they come here for whatever and then they go back to Illinois mm-hmm. for whatever. I think my parents very much would do that.
Yeah, men are more likely to want some buffer between their parents or in-laws than women who, you know, would rather be at least a decent drive away from them. 76% of people with young kids definitely wish their family was closer.
Ugh, that's yeah, me. Just to have that backup, just to have that extra set of hands.
Yeah.
And some good solid advice, you know, because when things start to go a little bit sideways sometimes, especially when they're really little, be able to go to mom and say, you know, the kid's doing this or the kid's not feeling well and this is what's going on. Just having that.
Yeah. Like, can you stop by and listen to her lungs with your stethoscope?
Yeah.
That's what I wish I had my mom closer for sometimes.
That nursing background helps.
Yeah. And the first time I had to do a rectal thermometer, it would have been super handy to have her close because that was also something I was not comfortable with.
Yeah.
I will say that 61% of us say it's been very difficult to not see family in person during COVID. And we kind of went through this with Kristen's parents because mm-hmm. they live, when they're in Cincinnati, they live 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great because we have a great relationship with them. Kristen's got a great relationship with them and they got a great relationship with their grandkids. So it's fun having them around.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun spending the holidays with them.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked when we couldn't spend Thanksgiving and Christmas together like we've been able to in the past. They mm-hmm. packed their stuff. They moved down to their house in Florida, understandably. It was during COVID. They have underlying health conditions, so they had to be extra careful. And they have since gotten both their vaccine shots. They're both relatively healthy. They're both coming back to Cincinnati in May, and we couldn't be more excited.
That's
just
exciting.
To have them within arm's reach again. It'll be great. And
will
and,
you touch
and not
them?
Worry about them as much. I don't know that we'll go that far, but
hug
we'll
and
definitely.
Stuff?
Well, we would do socially distant gatherings outside when they were here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably do that again And I'm just going to kind of let, I'm going to take my cue from them. That's how we're going to play it, whatever they're comfortable with. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, will you share food again, or will you make them their own tray, or what will they prefer now that they've had the vaccine?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But it'll be good to at least see them again, you know, and hang out with them again, even if we can't necessarily hug. Just
thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.